Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University police are investigating a paintball gun shooting that sent the victim to the hospital with a wound to his left eye. That victim, Sean Layden, wrote a lengthy post on his Facebook page detailing his injuries and his reactions to the incident. Layden was shot by the paintball gun while walking along L.K. Wood Boulevard in the early morning hours on Monday. Police are searching for the suspects, who may have been in a black SUV of an unknown make or model. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A small vegetation fire burning off Alder Point and Wallen Roads near Garberville has been brought under control by the Humboldt Del Norte unit of CAL FIRE. The Buck Fire has burned less than 20 acres after it ignited on Tuesday evening. A quick response from the fire crews kept that fire from spreading to nearby properties and structures, and as of this morning, the fire is more than 80% contained. The Peck 1 fire is under control. That fire, off Highway 169, 5 miles southeast of Peck 1, scorched more than 150 acres and initially drew the attention of hundreds of firefighters, heavy equipment, and air assets. The fire is listed at 75% containment, and two firefighters suffered injuries battling the blaze. State Controller Betty Yee has been building on a database started by her predecessor in 2010 to make more information about state spending, salaries, and other key financial data available to the public. In December of last year, salary and other information related to local and county governments was made available. In February, information about special districts was posted, and now the two state university systems and the state court system have been added. The new data includes salary information for more than 650,000 employees in more than 150 state departments and information from the 10 UC campuses and the 23 Cal State campuses. You can access the information on the Government and California Compensation website through the State Controller's Office. More details about a robbery have been released. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department arrested two suspects responsible for the robbery of a Eureka woman that happened between 6th and V Streets around 2 o'clock Tuesday morning. 26-year-old Marissa Carlson and 27-year-old Catherine Carlson were involved in assaulting the victim with hammers and bats and then robbing the victim shortly after. Catherine Carlson was found to be in possession of a billy club while Marissa Carlson had an outstanding warrant. After two unsuccessful attempts to locate the victim, she was interviewed by police by 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. Charges of assault with a deadly weapon and robbery were added to both suspects.
Thank you, Jordan. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to local residents to be on the lookout for a possible money transfer scam. Recently, the Sheriff's Office has received several calls from citizens regarding this scam. A caller will claim to be a Mendocino deputy and will tell residents they missed jury duty and will need to pay off their arrest warrant in amounts that exceed more than $5,000. Residents are reminded that the Sheriff's Office doesn't do business in that manner, and if you do get a call like that, contact local authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Lawmakers in California have taken immediate steps to curb the use of drones that are flown over active wildfire areas. Earlier this month, CAL FIRE was forced to abort the mission of two low-flying planes that were on their way to drop fire retardant on the Lake Fire burning in San Bernardino County after a drone was spotted being flown between 800 and 900 feet above the blaze. Congressman Paul Cook of Apple Valley has introduced a federal bill that would make it a crime to fly a drone over an active wildfire area, and state officials have proposed increasing fines for those who are convicted. Jamie Anzalone of the U.S. Forest Service said that the airspace over an active fire area can be a busy place.
Our firefighting aircraft work in a highly complex airspace that includes low visibility due to smoke, mountainous terrain, turbulence, winds. And really, safety depends on understanding what aircraft are out there, as well as where those aircraft are operating.
Anzalone also said that the safety of air and ground crews is of paramount importance.
There's a real concern that we have for unmanned aircraft systems being over wildfires that are not associated with a firefighting aircraft. For the safety of firefighters in general, both on the ground and in the air, we're going to shut down operation.
Personal drones have become very popular over the past few years, but owners will now need to be aware that the laws surrounding their use are changing. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.